live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back on Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm thrilled to have in the studio with me now some folks, a lot of folks in Lansing will know, LV. All he needs is the initials, LV, who's at our sister station 96.5, Power 96.5, WQHH, just across the hall you had to walk,
oh,
LV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that. How are you tonight?
I'm really excited, just elated today, especially now.
It's a good day.
Oh,
it's a great day. What I love now, you're on 6 to 10
yes.
during the week, and on Saturdays you're on 2 to 6. So folks are going to have to wait just a minute to tune into you. They have to wait till I'm done at 7.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Very good. Wanted to talk to you. We see each other in the hall, and we chat all the time and so forth, and there's always so many sides to people's lives. And you and I got talking last week about a project you're working on. You're from Flint, born and raised. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to give back to the community. And we talk about that on this show all the time. So I thought you were a perfect example of doing that. You're involved in a fundraiser May 15th, and then we'll get back to some other parts of your life.
Oh, definitely. May 15th is be my second annual charity bowl. It'll be at Bees Bowling in Flint, Michigan. And this year we're raising funds for the Urban League of Flint, which is a social service program and housing of different programs in the Flint area to pretty much help anybody who comes in through the door. It initially started out as an organization to help the transition of folks coming from the south to the north, but now we're tailored towards youth development in the greater Flint area, and we really need as much help as possible, especially with the recent span of violence that's been going on.
In the Flint area?
Definitely. We've it's sad to say that we're at 20 homicides already in the month of April. We had 3 or 4 last week. So it's and they're young people. Definitely.
Oh, and there's young nothing people. More tragic than that.
Definitely.
From all sides.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
all sides. What I love about this, when you and I were talking about the Urban League and this fundraiser, they're in danger of going under.
Definitely.
If they don't get this kind of help. And we talk about budget stuff on the show all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's just the way of the world right now. What I love is how you've stepped in and said something needs to be done. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do it.
Exactly. And that's even the motto behind, that I treat myself as an on-air personality. The charity bowl started as I've always been in my community through mentor programs. I was mentored, and I told myself I don't want to wait till I become this national media personality.
Well,
prayerfully, and I said I don't want to wait till I become this big guy to actually make change into the community. I said, well, I can start small. So last year, the first annual was to send kids to camp through an organization called Young Life. And I'm not sure if they have one here in Lansing, but we send kids off to camp and to Detroit Lake. So this year I wanted to do it again, and I wanted to do it differently. Now, this is the key that I wanted to do differently. I may have to do it next year, but I wanted the community to pick where the money was going to go through, going to the website and picking that way. But I got a call from the Urban League, and they said we have 5 weeks of funding left for our youth development program. And why that's so significant, the youth development program pays for the bills of the Urban League. Now, they do have other programs that go, but they don't generate as much funding to pay the bills and keep the doors open. So I think they're down to about 3 weeks, and they're looking to scramble in as much funds as they can. And I just say, hey, let's make it happen. I'm going to need their help. I can't do it by myself. And they definitely stepped in, and they're definitely helping, and we're excited.
And how's it going so far? I mean, you know, May 15th is a month away, a little more than a month away. How do you feel it's coming together and you're getting the support and participation you were hoping for?
Definitely. Well, because with the Urban League, it houses many organizations. Big Brothers Big Sisters has a program through there, Raise It Up. So there's about 10 to 12 organizations that are centered around youth development. So we're all coming together to make a change. And I've been using social media. That's my primary tool of promotion and getting the word out. So tonight we're going to actually launch the graphic.
I just got a sneak peek.
Yes.
I feel special.
Yes. You know, you are the first person besides myself and a designer.
I love that.
So we use social media, so I haven't put it out there, and I've been blessed to have the supporters that I do have, where in light of all the violence that are going on back home, people are, you know, liking the statuses and mentioning it and getting the word out. And we're excited. Last year we raised over $1,200. to send some kids off. And this year I would like to reach $2,000. So I believe we can reach that goal as a community back home. And also in mid-Michigan, we're looking to get a former Michigan State basketball player, Morris Peterson, to jump on board. And those guys from the Flintstone era to come out and help and show their face and just lend a hand in promotion. And I think we'll reach that goal.
Well, and what I love is the way you're going about this. You set a goal, and I'm sure that you'll get there, but it brings such awareness that it will be on people's radar screens in the future, and that'll help as well. Where can people get more info about this fundraiser in particular?
This information will be at my personal website coming up, and I should have that up within the next 24 to 48 hours just with now receiving the graphic. And the website is yaboylv.com. And that website serves as a resume builder for myself as a radio personality. Also, it's a online magazine, which we feature hip hop and sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead.
Okay.
I love shoes.
Yes, I can attest to that. I see you walking around all the time. You've got some new ones on all the time. Mm-hmm. Now, your background initially, you thought you were going into teaching. I mean, you love kids, and you thought, I'm heading in that direction. So you went off to school. Was it for teaching at that point?
Initially, freshman year going on the campus, you know, they tell you to declare a major. I didn't. But in my mind, I wanted to go into teaching just due to the influences that my high school teachers had on me, making sure I was successful, putting me in the right position to receive what I needed to receive to be successful. So when I went off, and then I got there, and I'm like, whoa, there's how many years I have to continue to go to school. And then it switched from marketing. Then I looked at marketing, I'm like, no, that's not what I really want to do. So I switched over to communications with a minor in marketing. And I'm more my strength is more on the marketing side, more so than communications, but as a gift that I think is just a gift from God, you know, I'm able to transcend into broadcast radio.
Well, and what I love is that you prepared yourself, you got yourself ready for whatever opportunity came up, and then you grabbed it and ran with it.
Definitely ran with it.
Definitely ran with it. How long have you been here at Power 96.5?
I've been here since August doing Saturdays.
Yeah.
And then full time March 3rd.
Yeah. So. Well, it's great. I mean, people love you here.
Appreciate it.
We love you here in the station, that's for sure. And in Lansing, I'm hearing about you all the time. So
thank you. Nicely done. Thank you.
And what I love too, this fundraiser happens to be happening in Flint, but anybody with could do this in their own community. It's about getting involved and partnering and just saying, not waiting for someone else to do it.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I love it. I love it. I look forward to talking to you afterwards and seeing how well you did. And I think you're going to exceed your expectations.
Oh, I believe so.
I'm sure of it. I'm sure. I love having you here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've got to run to a show. You're on in about 5 minutes, sir.
Yes,
you are. I really appreciate you being here. We've been speaking with LV, who is the on-air personality, from 6 to 10 p.m. on Power 96.5 WQHH. Thank you, LV.
Thank you.
Now, off to your work. I'll say hello on my way out.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.